Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, National Jukebox. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate and discuss a very cool website. At least it's cool for anyone who may be a music buff. It is the National Jukebox. This is a website put together by the Library of Congress, which basically is the U.S. Library of Libraries. They have a historical division dedicated to the preservation of all kinds of old things. Among them are old books they're trying to digitize and old music recordings that they're trying to digitize. And they have gotten the permission of Sony Entertainment, who owns the recordings produced by the Victor Recording Company from 1901 to 1925. They have gotten the right to digitize these and to stream them for free. This means that anyone can go and listen to these recordings once they are uploaded to the website and even create playlists of them to play at a later time. The website itself is called the National Jukebox, and you can get to it by going to loc.gov/jukebox, J-U-K-E-B-O-X. I have been to the website and played with it, and it does use a lot of Flash content, so you need to be careful of that, because you're going to listen to the audio. It's like embedded Flash content. It's kind of strange. But a lot of times with screen readers, you will not have control over the player, but you will be able to play it. I have had best results using Internet Explorer as the web browser of choice with this. So let's load Internet Explorer right now.
Connecting ... new tab page. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting ... 100%. Virtual PC.
Let's go to loc.gov/jukebox.
Edit unavailable. National Jukebox loc.gov 1%. 100%. 21 headings and 72 links. National.
We're going to browse by heading. See what they've got here.
National Jukebox Historical Recordings from the Library of Congress, Heading Level 1. About the National Jukebox, Heading Level 3. First Time Here, Heading Level 3. Featured Recordings and Playlists, Heading Level 2. Featured Playlist, Heading Level 2. Early Tin Pan Alley, Heading Level 3. Featured Artist, Heading Level 2. Enrico Caruso, Heading Level 3. Featured Genre, Heading Level 2. Ethnic Music, Heading Level 3. How They Do That, Heading Level 2. Links to More Historical Digital Recordings and Information, Heading Level 2. Now Playing ... Heading Level 2. 1919 Victrola Book of the Opera, Heading Level 2. News, Heading Level 2. Coming Soon to the National Jukebox, Heading Level 2. Connect with the Library, Heading Level 2. Find Us on, Heading Level 3. Subscribe and Comment, Heading Level 3. Download and Play, Heading Level 3. Questions, Heading Level 3. Wrapping the Top, National Juke...
Okay, there are multiple headings, and we don't need to be concerned with all of them. We are at the National Jukebox.
Heading Level 1, Historical Recordings from the Library of Congress. Search, Edit, Go button.
You can search...
Link
the recordings,
search.
If you know what you're searching for.
Land. Warning, historical recordings may contain offensive language. Link reads a disclaimer.
There's a disclaimer about the recordings.
Land. Flash start. Library of Congress audio player. Unlabeled 2 button. Unlabeled 0:00/. 0:00. Unlabeled 11 button. Unlabeled flash land.
I'll let flash players in there.
Heading level 3 about the National Jukebox.
About the National Jukebox?
Land. The Library of Congress presents the National Jukebox, which makes historical sound recordings available to the public free of charge. The Jukebox includes recordings from the extraordinary collections of the Library of Congress Packard Campus for audiovisual conservation and other contributing libraries and archives. Land. Link finds out more about the National Jukebox project. Land. Heading level 3 first time here. Land. Finds out about playlisting, what matrix means, and other ways to link at the most from the National Jukebox.
This is a cool, exciting feature. You can create your own playlists of recordings. You can browse through the recordings, find ones that you think may be interesting, and create a playlist of them. The playlist will be displayed for you, and if you want to save it and come back to it later and play it, you can send yourself an email containing the URL of the playlist and open it at a later time. I don't know how long these URLs last. You don't have the ability to log in and create an account and store these unique URLs and playlists and things on any kind of server anywhere. So if you want to keep revisiting a playlist, you have to keep the URL yourself and hope that it stays good. I don't know how long they last, because they each have a unique one. And you can create as many playlists as you want. So,
Land, Heading Level 2, Featured Recordings and Playlists.
They've got featured recordings and playlists that people like. One nifty little playlist is the...
List of link graphic play audio. Link add to playlist. Land. Definition list of link smiler rag.
Let's see. Which one are we looking for?
First Victor or Matrix 1-9 Vic list and 14 track. Link add to playlist.
Yeah, this is the one we're looking for. It is a 14-track playlist that has been created already.
Land. Definition list of one items nesting level 1. Link A National Jukebox sampler. 4011. 14 selections that comprise a national jukebox sampler representing the diversity of records were to be found in this repository. These performances were recorded between 1901 and 1912. Definition: list of one items, net blank, link add to playlist, add to playlist link, new browser window, blank page, Windows Internet Explorer, address read only.
I'm going to add this to my playlist. There is a link there that says add to playlist, and it opens a new URL.
Playlist, the Library of Congress window.
It takes it a while to generate the page. It takes it some time.
http://http. Playlist, the Library of Congress, one heading and 60 link playlist.
And it will put you not always on the page. Sometimes it puts you in the address bar. Sometimes takes you to your history if you've got that. So it doesn't always put you in the page.
Playlist, the Library of Congress.
But it's there.
Blank, heading level 2 graphic, my playlist. Heading level 2 link graphic, submit. Link number /share.
You can submit the playlist to the Library of Congress for them to consider putting in their featured playlists.
List of 14 items.
And you can share.
Link number /share.
This share allows you to share this a link for this playlist. Not only can you email it to yourself, but you can also embed it on a web page in your web page or blog that you have. You can share it on Delicious, Dig, MySpace, Facebook, all kinds of other sites.
List of 14, link graphic move up, link graphic move down.
And this is the list of the things in the playlist right now.
Link temptation rag, 231, graphic audio, link graphic remove, link graphic move up, link graphic move down.
You can reorder them as you hear, and you can remove things. You can also play each one.
Link little David, play on YoArp, 251, graphic audio, link graphic remove, link graphic move up, link graphic move down. Link I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls, 316, graphic audio, link graphic remove, link graphic remove.
Apparently 14 link,
link,
different
graphic,
things
250,
in here.
Graphic, link 248, graphic, link 3, graphic,
link
302, graphic, move 30, graphic, 234, graphic audio,
include
link graphic, list end, blank,
anything else
graphic,
in here
clear,
about accident,
link help.
You can clear it and you can help. You can get help on how to create a playlist. But of course you can browse the recordings and start creating your own playlist from scratch. I just wanted to demonstrate how to make a playlist, and then I'm going to email it to myself and then see if I can play it.
Submit heading level 2 link graphic number /share link.
I want to share it.
Dialogue link share link email link.
I want to email it.
Save link email link playlist the Library of Congress heading level 2. Heading level 2 graphic my playlist. Heading level 2 link graphic submit. Number /share. Dialogue. Share link. Email link. Save link. Close link. Start to edit. Start from edit. Start to edit.
Emailing
start from edit.
From myself. To myself.
At sit. At blank. Message 500 remaining edit.
And I can type a message.
Send me a copy checkbox not send button.
If I don't type a message, it will just generate one for me. I hit send.
Privacy policy link. Move up link graphic move down.
And then it takes you out of that and back into the playlist. So apparently it has been sent. Let me go to my inbox and see if it's there yet.
National Jukebox Gold Wave, inbox Windows Live Mail, inbox, Madiric request the Library of Congress,
yep. Sprite. There it is, right there.
Page has 8 links, this is, blank, sprite156@gmail.com, thought you might find this interesting. Blank, graphic image from the Library of Congress. Blank, link my playlist. Blank, the Library of Congress is the largest library in the world.
Yeah, and it talks
blank,
about...
separator. Blank, visit the Library of Congress.
What
link,
the
follow
library
us.
Is
link
and
log,
how wonderful
vertical
it
bar,
is.
Link Facebook. Visit the Library of vertical, link Flickr.
It kind of is.
This email...
And then it tells you all the
Sprite
ways
one,
blank,
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 link,
that
blank,
you can follow
the Library
them.
Of Congress is http://www.loc.gov link. Log link. My playlist link.
And it does not give you the actual URL in the message. It only hides it behind the words my playlist, which is sort of annoying.
Link my playlist.
I'd like the actual URL, but it doesn't do that. If you want to see it, you can look in the address bar and it will come up if you're in a web browser.
Alert, WebVisum is now enabled. Close this message. Mozilla Firefox. Playlist Mozilla Firefox.
Alt plus shift plus one link. 9
headings and 66 links.
My default.
Playlist.
It brought it up in Mozilla.
Playlist. Link skip navigation.
Which is fine.
Blank. Link graphic library of Congress. Alt link ask. Link digital collect. Link option. Blank. Alt go button. Link the library of
Congress.
Playlist.
Bringing up a search.
Link print. Link subscribe. Link share slash blank. Heading level 1 playlist. List of 2 items. My playlist. Date playlist created. 05/19/2011. List end. 14 items. Link add all to my playlist.
You can add them to another playlist if you want.
List of 14 items.
Or add any of them to another playlist.
Link ID /2011. Add to playlist. Blank. Definition list of link temptation rag.
We're going to see if one of these will play.
231. Band.
It gives
list
you some details.
List level 1. Link ID /1811.
I'm
list
not exactly sure
link
what
temptation
that
definition list of
ID
one item. Blank. Add to playlist.
Is.
Link ID /add. Blank. Definition list of one link temptation rag.
Go
temptation
into one
rag
of these.
Link. 63%, 100%. Browse all recordings. Temptation Rag, take
base. It brings up the recording itself.
Temptation Rag heading level 1. Warning, these historical recordings may contain offense. Link and large link add to playlist. Flash start. FP50041973 OP button flash end.
You will be able
list
to play
list of two
it.
Items. Link recording details.
Okay.
Link rights and access. List end. List of 13 items. Heading level 3 recording title. Temptation Rag. Heading level 3 musical group. Link Arthur Pryor's band. Heading level 3 arranger. Link William Christopher O'Hare. Heading level 3 composer. Link Henry Lodge. Heading level 3 genre S. Ragtime, jazz, and more. Heading level 3 category. Instrumental. Heading level 3 description. Band. Heading level 3 label name slash number. Victor 16511. Heading level 3 matrix number slash take number. B9060/2. Heading level 3 recording date. 19100607.
Recorded, June 7th, 1910.
Heading level 3 place of recording. Camden, New Jersey unconfirmed. Heading level 3 size. 10. Heading level 3 duration.
I'm not sure what size 10 means.
231. List end. Heading level 4 disclaimer.
And if you want to know more about how the recordings were done, they were done, not with microphones because they didn't exist back then, but with acoustical horns. And it made a needle do stuff to a wax cylinder. Scratch grooves in it and things like that. The horn was attached to the needle that vibrated when the sounds came through it. And then it etched grooves on wax cylinders, which is basically... Now, I'm not sure about matrix and all that kind of thing, but there is a very detailed, for any of you who are interested, explanation of the technology involved on the National Jukebox website. Now, I'm going to go to this flash button and try and play it.
FP35 for flash end. FP35347 40. FP35347.
Takes hitting it a couple times in Mozilla Firefox in order to play it. Firefox has some definite deficiencies when it comes to this kind of thing, these playlists. I don't know if it's the screen reader or the way I've got the flash and the browser set up or something, but when I go to the playlist in Firefox, I can't play it automatically. I have to go into each recording, which is in the list. I have to go into the recording itself and play that. And it doesn't go from one to the next one automatically. When I'm in Internet Explorer, I can just hit on the first one and it will go from one to the next one. So it's more streamlined. I don't know if it's the way JAWS interacts with Firefox, if it's the way Firefox interacts with the website, or if it's something about the way I've got the Flash configured, the way in which it deals with embedded Flash content. So, I don't know. It's one of those things. But I will say that this is a very fun site to explore. The music ranges, of course, from 1901 to 1925. It has lots of content in it from a variety of genres, from comedy to recitation to jazz, blues, and even whistling and yodeling are in here too. This is, of course, just some simple rag music, orchestra. There's vocal, there's opera and classical. Oh, it's just a fantastic resource. There are 20,000 recordings, give or take, and it is being added to all the time. So it is fun to browse. I could waste hours on here at a time browsing. If you're not a music buff, probably may not enjoy it as much, but I just think it's wonderful, and I'm going to sign off. It is simple as that to use, the site is. There are some wrinkles depending on your web browser, your screen reader, all this kind of thing when dealing with the Flash. But it really, once you get the hang of it, is not bad at all. So on that note, I will sign off. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Gold Wave, Untitled 5.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.